Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Thursday, September 1st. The grains closed lower with December corn down 12 and a half cents at 658, December wheat down 37 and a quarter cents at 794 and a quarter, and November beans down 27 and three quarter cents at 1394 and three quarters. The big news today was the Chinese locking down 21 million people in the Chengdu region due to COVID. That sent everything, you know, the grains crashing, the dollar rallying, crude oil selling off hard, bean oil falling out of bed here. So despite the fact that we did sell 396,000 metric tons of beans to unknown, that's most likely China, you know, the grains really ignored that. We tried to rally in the first hour or so during the day, but just couldn't really muster much out here. And prices then moved lower. The dollar is going to close up about 89 ticks at 109.56. That's going to be a new contract high and high close. We got up to 109.98. Very strong dollar, and doesn't look like, you know, it's going to back off anytime soon until the Chinese get this mess figured out. Crude oil down 307 right now. It closed down 294 a barrel at 86.61. Pushed the bean oil down 389 at 63.59. It was an outside down day in the bean oil. We broke it the better part of 4.5 cents off the highs. Not good action at all in the bean oil and really any of these markets. The bean oil just did get down to the next support level. We start taking it out, you know, there could be some serious selling in the bean oil. The funds are only long 44,000 contracts, maybe about 25,000 after today, somewhere in that range. But they still have more to sell, and if they want to get short, they could really push this thing down. Funds are still long after today, about 170,000 contracts of beans, about 173 corn, 90. After today, called about 75,000 contracts of beans, 85,000 contracts of meal. So the funds are still plenty long if they want to bail out here and can move these prices lower. You know, we're, like I said this morning, we were lower this morning than we were when the Pro Farmer number came out last Friday. That certainly doesn't bode well. The newest estimate is 172.4 from one of the private forecasters. So it's significantly above what Pro Farmer had to say. And I think that's a reasonable number out here. But we'll see what shakes out here. I really don't see a whole lot else. You know, where are we going to go tomorrow? You know, it's really anybody's guess. We still have this Ukrainian issue. You know, there's a real major problem with that plant. You know, wheat should really take off if the plant really, you know, has a major problem. And if there anything leads to any kind of a meltdown, wheat should really take off. But in the meantime, there just isn't any bullish news out here. Seasonally, we should be moving lower in corn and beans now. So I just don't see anything really positive out here for the time being. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-888-4-3343. That's 877-TTS.